2015 was an awesome year. This is a year-end show with a grateful pause. Also, if you're listening in and you have someone that you want to thank publicly or give a shout-out to, feel free to call in this morning. The number is 323-417-6775. It's a pretty short show today, so if you're listening in live, call in pretty much right now, 323-417-6775. You have tuned in to Debt-Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking me along with you as you're listening in on your mobile phone, on the web, or through our syndicated outlets. Welcome. I teach biblical strategies of stewardship, also known as biblical management, of money, resources, time, and the body. And over here at Debt-Free Wealth Radio, I promote programs and products that help the Christian income earner become a profitable steward of what God has put under their control, because prosperity is not promised, but it is within reach. Profitable stewardship creates debt-free wealth. This is a 2015 year-end and shout-out show. Guys, 2015 was an awesome year for us. Yes, we still have a long way to go, but I would rather focus on how far we've come. And it's always good to pause and reflect, be grateful, and simply bask in the amazement of how far we've come. So just a quick overview of just some of the stats that I've reviewed for the end of the year. I saw a 29% increase in Facebook likes on my fan page, and that's facebook.com/Trudy Behrman public figure. There was an 11% increase over here at Debt Free Wealth Radio in the audience, 11% increase. We're just shy of the 100,000 year mark, and I really am looking forward to breaking that 100,000 tracked audience threshold. I am so, so close. Anyway, I saw a 35% increase in my YouTube subscriptions, but there was a 97% increase in unique visitors to TrudyBehrman.com. In 2015, I launched two new websites with magazines of the same name. The first one is InHisImageFitness.com, InHisImageFitness.com. And it also, there's a magazine that goes along with it. You can get the online version of the magazine for free. The print version is available. I make nothing off of that. You just simply pay the printer, and you can have a hard copy in your hands. But please feel free to go over to InHisImageFitness.com and check out that magazine and sign up for a free subscription. Basically, that website and magazine is all about stewardship of the body. Because, guys, this body is how we do life on this side of eternity. The Bible tells us that our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And a lot of us are praying for healing, and we're praying for energy, long life, good health. Yet many of us are not even participating in that healing. It's great to have faith and to pray for healing, guys. But we have a responsibility also to care for the temple. The Bible gave us a template of how the physical temple should have been cared for when it was an actual brick-and-mortar building or when it was a tent. How much more so this body that Jesus died on the cross for to save us, so that we will have an ability to have this abundant life here on earth. We have a responsibility, which speaks to the stewardship process, of caring for this body through our nutrition, through our fitness, through our lifestyle choices, and so much more. So In His Image Fitness speaks to the fact that a lot of us approach fitness from an image point of view, where we want to just look good, and it's just how we look and present to the world. And it is about image as well, but this time the focus is on our image in God, or identity in God. So it's In His Image Fitness.com. I invite you to go check that out and sign up for the free subscription of the magazine there. Also, I launched ChristianTentMakers.com. www.christianentrepreneurs.com. That is for, speak specifically to the Christian entrepreneur, and it's narrowing down even more to the Christian person, the person in ministry, men or women in ministry whose Christian experience in ministry is not able to pay them a living wage. So for a lot of these people, they're being like Paul, and they have to self-finance themselves as they do God's work. So as you recall in Acts, Paul was a tent maker. That was his income-generating skill as he moved out to the world of the Gentiles. So they had they were serving all kinds of pagan gods. They had no knowledge of Jesus. They didn't even have the Jewish background. So he was going out into absolutely unknown territory where he was not going to be well received, certainly will find no support. And rather than become a burden to the few believers he may make along the way, he became a tent maker so that he could self-finance his ministry. There are a lot of men and women in this space. Or you are a Christian entrepreneur and your business is also your ministry. You understand that we show up as who we are, and there's really no way to separate our faith from our person. And so if you're a Christian income earner, Christian entrepreneur who is living out your faith through your business, then Christian Tent Makers magazine is great for you. So I invite you to go check that website out, where you can also get access to view the free online magazine. Again, that is available in hard copy print if you want. I make no money on that. That's straight cost from the printer to you. But feel free to check that online magazine out, sign up for a free subscription so that you can get future publications coming out there as well. Also in 2015, I helped three brand new authors produce their first ebook and print copy. They are very, very excited. They have never been authors before, and so this was a fantastic experience for them. In addition, they have a new income stream. It's built a new platform of credibility for them, and this has just been an awesome experience for me that they would trust me with their very special project. In some cases, I was able to use this very radio show platform to interview them, collect their story, because you know not everybody will actually get the story written. A lot of people I know have started their book, can't finish it, had just never gotten it, or whatever the case may be, the story is still in their head. So there is an opportunity, if you're listening in right now, that we can have a private recording using my same radio show platform, collect your story as you speak it, and then we have a process of getting it converted into text and edited and formatted into your book. So I was very happy and honored to be a part of that very special project for these new authors. In fact, they will eventually appear on Debt Free Wealth Radio to share their excitement and their project with you. I think one of the highlights, though, of 2015 for me was I co-authored a book with six other fabulous Christian entrepreneurs. The title of that book is Pain, From Pain to Purpose, From Pain to Purpose, a compilation of compelling true stories to move you from darkness to light. Now, each one of us, the seven of us in total, contributed our story where we were in a very dark, painful place, but we found our purpose. You know, God was really present and active in our lives, and we came out of that dark place into a bright understanding and a renewed purpose of why we're here and what we're all about. And these are all true stories. I've been personally blessed as I participated with these entrepreneurs. Profitable Stewardship Inc., which is my company, published a book, but as they submitted their stories and I put it together, I've been personally blessed by reading their contributions. Now, this book is only right now in proof form. In other words, we're the only ones with a physical copy, but this book is expected, From Pain to Purpose, is expected to be on the market for sale sometime around the first quarter of 2016. So please look out for that. I will definitely keep you updated. My co-authors on the project From Pain to Purpose are Lauren Tarr, Rebecca Kesselberg, A.M. Williams, Tony Davis, Toy Parker, Mia Potter, and of course, my story from Trudy Behrman is also there as well. I want to thank Lauren, Rebecca, Am, Tony, Toy, and Mia, all of you. I want to thank you personally for contributing your tear-jerking, overcoming stories where you move from pain to purpose. I just want to share personally and give you shout-outs right now. It was my pleasure and my honor to work with you on this fantastic project. I just want to play a quick ad from one of my entrepreneurs here. Let me get this going here for you.
Hi, this is Ron Deering. I'm a network marketing professional who teaches other network marketers how to get leads, recruit more reps, and become top earners in a network marketing company. So if this is you, this is something that would interest you in becoming a top earner and getting a lot of people to talk to you, not only people who talk to you, but a lot of people who take the time to contact you, a number of people that would actually reach out to you, ask you what you're doing, and want to be a part of your team, then I encourage you to visit rondeering.com. And if you want to see my free video on how to do this, visit rondeering.com, get more leads. I hope to see you on our blog. I hope to see you in the future on the beaches of the world. God bless, and have an incredible day.
Awesome. That was from Ron Deering. He also happens to be a good friend of mine. Now, as I said, this is a shout-out show, and I have a few people that I need to thank. First and foremost, I need to thank the members of the Post Love Tribe. Post Love Tribe. This is a social group that I head up. It's a group of entrepreneurs. That is a group I have cleaned up over time. We have had hundreds of people pass through that group, but if they're not active, I do remove them. So right now we have about 30-something members, and this is a social group of entrepreneurs who have agreed to help starting the buzz to each other's posts. Guys, naked social posts get overlooked. So if you've ever come across like a YouTube video, a Facebook comment, a Facebook post or something, and you see zero likes and zero comments, a lot of times we just scroll right past them. And as entrepreneurs, we really need the eyeballs on our stuff. And a lot of people, crazy enough, it's a lot of people don't want to be the first to do anything, even including liking posts. There's so many people who just shy away from that. But naked posts get overlooked. So what happens in this group is we agree as entrepreneurs to step up and start that social buzz. As simple a thing as liking and commenting on each other's posts, just to start that there's, five, six, seven likes, comments, so that when our own audience shows up, that they will, take a look at what we have to do. If this group sounds like something that may be of interest to you, because what we do is it doesn't matter what our post is. It's a blog post, it's a YouTube video, it's a tweet, whatever. Wherever we'd like to start some activity, we post that link inside the tribe, and then the rest of the members agree, it could be overwhelming with the number of them. So we just agree to do about five or so interactions so that we get the startup buzz to our post. So if that sounds like something that you'd like to be a part of, simply pop over to Facebook and type in Post Love Tribe, Post Love Tribe, and ask to join. It is a closed group, so you do have to ask to join, but you can see the group is there. So just go ahead, click join, and one of the members will invite you in. I just warn you, though, that group is cleaned up on a regular basis. So it's not about having high membership numbers. It is about having high interaction. So from time to time, I go through that group, and, members who are there who have not posted or have not reciprocated with likes and comments, they do get removed from the group. We still love them, but this group has a specific purpose, and if it's not a good fit or maybe it's just not the right phase or time in your life, then we simply take you out so that we're very much aware of who is active at that time. So again, pop over to Facebook, type in Post Love Tribe, ask to join. We'd love to have you. So what happens, though, is as we interact with each other's work, guess what has happened? We become familiar. We respect each other because these are entrepreneurs doing their thing. We've grown to respect each other's work. But most of all, we've made some great, great friendships inside Post Love Tribe. So I really want to give a shout out to the tribe. We have some new members, and I want to start by welcoming them to the tribe, some brand new members. And I'm going to just go ahead and name you. No particular order. I just kind of went back to the site and grabbed names. So I want to welcome Luke Cage, Richard Duke, Ray Jenkins, and I'm going to ask if I pronounced your name wrong, forgive me, I'm doing the best I can. Dana Earhart Littis, Giselle Loyaza, Donna Chastain Waters, Brett Coffey, Pamela Davis Reeves, David Collier, Terry Kivett Walker, M.R., and Melody Roberts. Those are the newer members to the tribe. Now, the other members who've been around a bit longer, like I said, we've had hundreds pass through this group. But, you know, if you don't hear your name and you're listening to the show, it's probably because you're not active right now. So, you know, but the ones that have been around a bit longer and have actively participated, many of you are my very good friends. I love you dearly. I want to especially send a shout out and thank you to Sheena Yap Chan, Shara Leonard, Tom Spudick, Tamara Renee, Carolyn Woodley Silk, Teresa Criffo, and she just recently got married, so congratulations, Teresa. Christina Schlecht, Nancy Biddy, Nancy Biddle, and by the way, Nancy has been a major administrator of the site. She started most of the morning posts, so I want to start. Thank you, especially Nancy. Sarah Romero. Alana Wong. Alana, we're so happy to see you active right now. Alana is one of those who suffers from a silent chronic illness, and she pops in and pops out as she's feeling well. I'm happy to see her active right now. So shout out to you, Alana. Lori Evans, Christina Jakob. And cannot end this show without some other personal shout outs. So let me play a post from Pastor Kendall Anderson.
Good morning. This is Pastor Kendall Anderson calling in, giving a shout out to my church, which is Life Impact Center in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Thank you, Pastor Kendall Anderson. All right, so I also want to send shout out to some really, really good friends. Jackie Cohen Bisnott. Girl, I love you. I just love you. Pastor Tony Davis. Awesome friend. He's also one of the co-authors in the From Pain to Purpose. He's become a really dear friend. He's also in my business team over at In His Image Fitness. Judy Wright, girl, you have just been there for me through so much. Patrick Pierce, another new but dear friend, also from my home country, Jamaica. Henrietta McBee, a good friend of the family, and she has really been a strong supporter of my posts and work. Bryson Baylor, another pastor that has really been interacting with a lot of my stuff. Pastor David, oh, Lord, I forgot his last name. I'm not looking at it right now. Let's see if I can pop up to Facebook real quick and see if I can. And also Jason Bryant. And I have so many other Facebook friends. Let's see. David Whitfield. There it is. David Whitfield. And also my family, you know, I mean, I could not have done this without you guys. And I want to give a special shout out to my beautiful, fantastic daughter, Gabrielle Marley. She's also on my business team at In His Image Fitness. She is just such a fabulous person. John Marley, my fantastic son, my awesome soulmate and life partner and husband and business partner, Dennis Bierman, and my two younger beautiful children, Daniel Bierman and David Bierman. So, and also my parents, just so much that I just cannot ever stop to just say thank you enough to all you guys. So that's it for today, guys. Merry Christmas, everybody. It was a fabulous 2015. I sure hope it was for you. I hope that over the holidays you have a fabulous time with your family and friends. And I just want to pray for you right now. Lord, I pray right now for all who are listening into this show that you would pour your blessing into their lives, especially in 2016. I thank you for all these people that you have brought into my life over the course of this year and for the many more that I will reach in the coming year. Father, I just thank you for Profitable Stewardship, Inc. and all that we've been able to accomplish, sharing your message that prosperity is really not entitled. We do not preach a prosperity gospel over here, but we do believe that prosperity is within reach, especially when we seek your favor, Lord, and that debt's prosperity, profitable stewardship does create debt free wealth. So, Lord, I thank you for this year. I look forward to 2016, if it be your will, that we march into it in a profitable way. And I just want to thank you all. Trudy Behrman here. I am super simple to find at trudybehrman.com. And you're listening right now at debtfreewealthradio.com. I thank you so much. And I look forward. This is the last show for this year, guys. So look forward to being with you again in 2016.